The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning and Merry Christmas. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast. It is week 16 of the NFL season. I'm Matt, and I'm going to preview all of the action. And we will start by looking at some games of the week. But before we dive into that, let's look at the three games we've already gotten this week 16. We began the weekend with Thursday Night Football, a pretty critical matchup between the New Orleans Saints and the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams were able to get the 30-22 victory, moving to 8-7. They're in great position to move on to the playoffs, 7-8 for the Saints, but they have two division games against the Buccaneers and Falcons to wrap up the season. They have a shot still at the playoffs. Definitely a blow for them. Also a blow for the Cincinnati Bengals. They were the early game on Saturday. We had a doubleheader. The Bengals traveled to Pittsburgh. The Steelers lost three straight. Their offense was reeling. And of course, they put up a season high 34 points. Huge game for George Pickens, 195 yards and two touchdowns. If you manage to have the boldness to start him in your fantasy playoffs, I'm sure you're doing well. Pittsburgh moves to 8-7. Cincinnati drops to 8-7. Both of them still have a chance, but they are a little bit on the outside looking in. Not the case for Buffalo, which went to face the Los Angeles Chargers. First game without Brandon Staley. The Chargers put up a good fight. Bills end up winning 24-22 to move to 9-6. They're now in great position if they continue to win out to have a shot at the AFC East and to be potentially a wild card, things that did not look possible a couple weeks ago. Well, those are the games that are in the books. Let's talk about the games we have today and tomorrow as part of our Christmas weekend. We have a pretty full slate on Sunday, but with two games on Saturday and three games tomorrow for Christmas Day, we have a few less games on Sunday than normal. My highlight in the early window is the 10-4 Detroit Lions at the 7-7 Minnesota Vikings. Vikings are fighting for a playoff spot. Detroit, they're looking good to be in the playoffs. They just need to keep winning, but they're also looking great to win the division. If they win today, they win the division. They keep in the hunt for a high seed. These two teams play each other twice in the last 3 weeks. Should be some epic battles, a lot on the line here in Minnesota. I think this could be a fun game. The afternoon window game I like the best, 10-4 Dallas Cowboys coming off a tough loss to the Buffalo Bills, facing the 10-4 Miami Dolphins. Looks like we're tracking toward getting Tyreek Hill back. That'll be interesting. The Dolphins, like the Cowboys, are a team that has piled up wins, but against some lesser opponents. This would go a long way toward the Dolphins feeling more like contenders if they can get the win at home. Sunday Night Football, and this one is on NFL Network, the 3-11 New England Patriots at the 7-7 Denver Broncos. Big playoff implications for Denver. They got to win out if they want to have a shot at the playoffs. Patriots are kind of playing for pride. Should be a little bit snowy there in Denver. It is snowing currently in the Mile High City, so we'll see how it is tonight. Should be a fun Christmas Eve game. And then there are three games tomorrow, but the one that I like the best is Monday Night Football. going to be live on ABC and ESPN, the 11-3 number one seeded Baltimore Ravens at the 11-3 number one seeded San Francisco 49ers. Should be a heck of a game, a potential Super Bowl preview. So that should be a lot of fun. Hope you're looking forward to seeing that one. The other games tomorrow, the early game, which is also going to be on Nickelodeon, will be the Chiefs at the Raiders. And then the middle game is the New York Giants at the Philadelphia Eagles. All of them have playoff implications for at least one team, but it's the night game that has the biggest playoff implications. So that's a look at some of the games of the week. Let's talk sit start. Hey, you know, last week I was pretty good in sit start. I went a perfect 8-0. So this week, let's see if I can keep tapping into that magic. My starts last week, Matthew Stafford, Rashad White, Debo Samuel, and Trey McBride all hit. My sits, Trevor Lawrence, Najee Harris, Calvin Ridley, and Logan Thomas all missed. So that worked out well. So let's again take a look at what my suggestions are for this week. And it starts out at quarterback with Jalen Hurts. You know, Jalen Hurts, it might feel like a no-brainer, but the last couple weeks have been a little rough for the Eagles. You know, the team has lost three straight. Hurts has remained solid, largely thanks to his rushing, but his passing has been a little iffy the last 2 weeks. You know what helps that? Facing a poor New York Giants squad. The Giants have had a few good moments, but I think at home, coming off of three straight losses, the Eagles are going to be looking to soar, and I like Jalen Hurts a lot this week. My sit at quarterback is actually Joe Flacco. You know, he's been an amazing story. He went from out of the league to starting for a team that's cruising toward a playoff berth. He's been a very steady presence, putting up yards and touchdowns, but he's also put up some turnovers. That was kind of a problem that plagued him in Week 15 against the Bears, where he threw three huge interceptions. You know, it could have been more. This week, the Browns are on the road against a decent Texans defense. He's a guy I would probably play in Superflex, but I don't see him as a top 12 option, so he is a sit for me. At running back, my start was actually James Cook, which doesn't look as good now. You know, that I thought Cook, he came in as RB7 on the season. You know, I thought there was a good chance of seeing some more production. He had 20 carries for 70 yards, didn't get into the end zone, also fumbled the ball. So that probably hasn't panned out. He had 15 or more points in each of the last four games coming in. They had really committed to the run, but the Chargers defense held him a little bit in check. My sit is Alexander Madison. Madison's kind of had an up and down season. He's only RB33. He hasn't had double-digit fantasy points since Week 9, and he's banged up. He's playing a good Detroit Lions team, and he's probably going to be splitting the workload with Ty Chandler, so that's why he was a sit for me. A wide receiver, my start was from the Saturday games. It was actually T. Higgins. He caught 5 for 140 and a touchdown, so I'm feeling pretty good about that. You know, Jamar Chase was out. He had a huge Week 16, or a huge Week 15, and it looks like he kept that going. My sit is actually Adam Thielen. You know, he began the season on fire. He was one of the few bright spots for the Panthers offense, but his pace has really cooled. Since Week 9, he's only wide receiver 42 on the season, averaging less than 9 points a game. We could see a return to form in Week 16, but I just rely on him more as a flex than a top two, you know, top end, top 24 wide receiver. At tight end, my start for the week is David Njoku. You know, no one seems to love tight ends more than Joe Flacco, which has meant great things for Njoku. And since Week 12, he's in tight end three on the season, averaging 17.3 points per game. They've leaned on him a lot, and I think that will happen again on Sunday in Houston. Pretty critical game for both teams. My sit is Gerald Everett. You know, the Chargers are a wreck. He was only tight end 21 on the season, averaging less than 8 points a game. I just don't feel like you can rely on any one person in that Chargers passing game, and it wasn't a great game for Gerald Everett. So we'll see how things shake out, but I'm feeling pretty good about that call still. He had 7 for 42. So it's better than I thought, especially in PPR leagues, but we'll see how it all shakes out. Well, that's a look at my sit starts for the week. Now let's move on to some picks against the spread. And last week I was 9-5, which got me back to even. I came into the week 112 and 112 against the spread. We've had three games. I correctly picked the Rams minus 4.5. 4.5, and the Steelers plus 2.5. They got the win. I picked the Bills minus 13.5. It was a huge spread, but I just thought the Bills were playing well and the Chargers weren't. That was a much closer game than expected. For the rest of the weekly schedule, the Colts are traveling to play the Falcons. I kind of think Taylor Heinicke will give them a little bit of a boost. So being at home and being on the cusp of elimination, I took the Falcons plus 2.5. Seahawks into battle with Titans, I took the Seahawks minus 2.5. Geno should be back in that one. Lions at the Vikings, that was a game I highlighted. I took the Lions minus 3.5. I just think they are the better team. Washington Commanders at the New York Jets, no Zach Wilson. I still think the Jets will win against a bad Washington defense. I took the Jets minus 3.5. Packers traveling to play the Carolina Panthers. I think the Packers will get the win, but I think it's going to be a closer game than people realize. So I took the Panthers plus 4.5. Cleveland Browns in to face the Houston Texans. This line was set before it was announced CJ Stroud wouldn't start, so the Texans were favored. I think the Browns get the win, so I took the Browns plus 2.5. Tough game, Jacksonville Jaguars at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It looks like Trevor Lawrence cleared the protocol. Don't know how great he'll be. I took Tampa Bay plus 0.5 points. Arizona Cardinals coming to play the Chicago Bears. I think the Bears will get the win, but I think this will be a tight game. I don't think either team runs away, so I took the Cardinals plus 4.5. Cowboys at the Dolphins, I believe the Cowboys bounce back. I took them plus 1.5. I think they get the straight-up victory. Sunday Night Football, as I mentioned, the New England Patriots at the Denver Broncos. I like the Broncos in this one. I took them minus 6.5. On Christmas Day, the Raiders are battling the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs, I think, get the outright win, but the Raiders have been playing good. I think they'll keep it close. It was a huge spread, so I took the Raiders plus 9.5 points. I don't feel the same about the Giants keeping it close with the Eagles. Big spread there, but I took the Eagles minus 10.5. Decent size spread for the night game considering both teams are good, but I just think this 49ers team is too good. I took the 49ers minus 5.5 over the Ravens. I think they can get a touchdown spread victory. So that is the picks against the spread. That is the picks for the week. I hope you guys have a wonderful week 16 and a Merry Christmas. Eric and I are off this week, but you can look forward to seeing us next Saturday night. That's right, Saturday, December 30th. Eric and I on This Week at the Movies will be giving our top 12 films of the year. We're just trying to squeeze in everything. There were 4 wide releases on Friday. There are 3 more wide releases tomorrow. It is a wonderful time for movies. I saw all 3 Christmas Day films. You can check out my reviews for The Color Purple, for Boys in the Boat, and Ferrari. They will be dropping throughout today and tomorrow morning on our site, musiccitydrivein.com. So I hope you will check that out. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and a Merry Christmas, and best of luck in all your fantasy playoffs.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.